Oh, hi, Emily. I'm just wondering if you could help me with an inquiry that I have. I currently have a 4-year-old son, Konya, and unfortunately my husband and I can't have him anymore, so we're donating him to the Mullaney up at the Botanical Gardens where they have the aviary there. And to do that, they've asked for a number of tests that we need to get done, and they sent us to a DNA solutions webpage, but I'm not sure how best to do it or if going to the vet could support this process.
So DNA Solutions is one of the laboratories that we actually use. It's interesting that they have given you just their details, because you usually have to take like a sample of your bird's blood to be able to send for the specific stuff, which is very difficult for you to do on your own. Breeders do it, but it's a bit like different. Yes, it's absolutely something we can help you out with. We've had to do this sort of like numerous cases.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. So we have to get a beak feather.
Beak and feather disease test, and is a
chlamydia.
Alrighty.
For those two.
And just check with them as well. Like previously, in the past, we just do a health check as well, because they need to know that the bird is in like good health before going to the sanctuary. We can do all at the same time, and those tests, the tests do take about a week up to 10 days for us to get results back.
Be fine, because then we can share that with them.
Yes. I give you those results and then you do as you wish with them.
Okay, great. When would you be able to book him in for that?
I do have an appointment this afternoon at 3:30, or I can do it pretty much any other day throughout the week. I've got afternoon appointments from 2:00 tomorrow and morning.
Just one second. I may be able to come to the 3:30 one. I'm just going to ask my husband if he can find his small travel cage. Do we still have that? Sorry, because he's got a big cage that he lives in, but he does have a smaller one for... Watch out, he's following you. And if we have that, then I'll probably come this afternoon. You're just on the corner of Ashmole and Anzac Avenue, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. There's another vet on the same corner, like on a diagonal corner from us. You'll see us.
I'm pretty sure I know where you are. You're in an old wedding shop.
My mum
got her wedding dress there, actually. Only young. Yes, I know exactly where you are.
That's us.
Yeah, great. So I'll come this afternoon at 3:30 if that's okay.
Yeah. I'll just grab some details to create a file for you.
Thank you.
What was your first name again?
Julie, J-U-L-I-E.
And your surname?
Ballingary, B-A-L-L-A-N-G-A-R-R-Y.
Perfect. And your best contact email address?
julie.ballingary87@gmail.com.
Cool. And the number you're calling from, is this your best contact?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, I'll just jot that down. And what is your home address?
22.
Yep.
Europa, E-U-R-O-P-A. Street, Burpengary, 4505.
The E-U-R-O-P-A?
That's correct.
Burpengary 14. All right, and what is your son Konya's name?
Bunji, B-U-N-J-I.
Okay, and how old is he or she?
He, 4.
And are we DNA sexed a male?
Yeah, well, my husband bought him off a breeder and that's what we were told, so yeah.
That's all good. I'll just pop a note here, because that way the brain sanctuary knows as well.
Too
easy. Alrighty, well, we'll see you and Bungie this afternoon at 3:30.
Okay, thank you so much, Emily.
That's okay. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.